Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You want to have your hymnals open for this message to hymn number 357, O Come, Emmanuel. We've had a really interrupted Advent season, have we not? The Sunday after Thanksgiving, the very first Sunday in Advent, the very first day of a brand new church year as we look forward to the coming of Christ, represented by the coming of Christmas, we weren't here. Because it was really snowy. And again, last week, which would have been the third Sunday in Advent, we were going to try to play catch up here with second and third Sundays in Advent last Sunday. We were out again. Snow, ice, cold weather, all that kind of stuff. So here we are with only one candle lighted. Now, we did this on purpose because today we're going to have a series of devotions that are all going to be based on the various stanzas of hymn number 357. During the time of the Old Testament, God gave hints, more and more hints, as the time went on, as to the coming of the Savior. We talk about that when we usually have, right before the Old Testament lesson, a little ceremony that we do here at Osmond, which isn't done in many churches anymore, called the lighting of the Advent wreath. And we read a little bit from the Old Testament, and we light the candle, and we usually sing one stanza from O Come, Emmanuel. Well, because we have been so interrupted this year, I thought we would just kind of pack it all together in this particular message today. The Advent wreath and Advent itself represents a progression of time that reminds us of that Old Testament gradual revelation or unfolding or revealing of the message of who Jesus is and what he was going to do for us from that perspective. During the church, the church year developed in the first millennia of the church, there were about 7 days that led right up to the day before Christmas Eve that were very special days. Those are actually identified to you on the facing page of 357. Those days are days in which the church would take a special time to remember the coming of Christ and what that actually represented. Now, an antiphon is an old part of the liturgy that was a repeated verse, either something that came directly from the Bible or something that was very closely based on the Bible. And it, for lack of a better term, kind of was like a theme passage for the particular worship. Now, these antiphons that had kind of developed over time, and you see each one of them has a date to them, were actually used by the church for the 7 days, not Sundays, but days, from the 17th of December up until the 23rd of December, to remind people of exactly who Jesus was and to look very forward to his coming. So the first one, then, and of course then the hymn that we're going to be singing, O Come, Emmanuel, number 357. Each one of those 7 stanzas is based upon one of those 7 antiphons. So have your hymnals open to 357. The very first one, December the 17th, is the theme of that is wisdom. And first we're going to read from Isaiah chapter 11. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And then later, St. Paul comments on Christ being our wisdom by saying in 1 Corinthians 1:30, and because of him, you are in Christ, who became to us the wisdom of God. Nick Hagen has graciously agreed to sing the various O antiphons to us, and so we're going to ask him to do the one for December 17th right now, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. And the stanza of the hymn that corresponds to this is stanza 2. So at first, please watch and read the O Antiphon for December 17th as he sings it to you.
Ordering all things, come and teach us the way of
wisdom. Our world needs wisdom, true wisdom that comes from God. As we consider wisdom, we also then have to look at ourselves and agree that we often live and act and behave towards each other in a very foolish manner. If you look at this O antiphon that Nick just sang to you, it concludes by asking the Lord to teach us the way of prudence. Teach us the ways of God. Teach us, because within us we are filled with sin. We have inclinations in our hearts that are selfish, greedy, and anything else that doesn't help us in our relationships with God or each other. The ways of God do not come naturally to us. Reflect on your lives. Even in just this past week, maybe even the last couple of days, how have you been towards other people? How have they been towards you? The ways of God are wisdom, and Jesus is our wisdom, who not only came to model God's wisdom by the way in which he lived his life, but also to give himself as payment for all of the times when we live way outside of wisdom. He came to give us forgiveness for all of our unwise actions. Let's sing stanza 2. And also at this time, we're going to light the second Advent candle that should have been lighted a couple of weeks ago. Stanza 2.
Oh, come thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
The word for December 18th is Lord. Specifically, who our Lord and God is. Our God, our Savior. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Please refer now to the O antiphon for December 18th as Nick sings it to you. Christ has come to save us. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came once as a helpless baby to enter our existence, to live the life that we could not live, and then to suffer and die for all of our inability to live the life that he calls us to live. And all of this hidden, as it were, in the helplessness of a little baby that was born in a manger, who came humble and gentle. But making no mistake, he is Lord, he is God, and he came and at the right time exercised the power of God to be able to defeat the devil and save us from our sins. Stanza 3 is the stanza that is based upon that antiphon that was just sung. Let's sing stanza 3.
Oh, come, the Lord of might, who on the tribes of Sinai's height ancient times did give the law in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to
Israel. So far, here's the progression. Our God was promised all the way back when the first sin came. And now our God, Jesus Christ, is the same God who gave the law on Mount Sinai to Moses. And then we go further to December 19th, where the theme is Root of Jesse. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 11. There shall come forth from the stump of Jesse, and his branch from his roots shall bear fruit. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. Please follow along as Nick sings the antiphon for December 19th. Does that sound just a little bit strange? Why do we call Jesus the root of Jesse, the stump of Jesse? We call him that as we are now seeing how this hymn is particularizing for us the continued knowledge that God is giving to his people as to who this Messiah guy is going to be when he finally shows up on the scene. That he was promised to be from God, that he was then identified as the very God that stood before the people of the Old Testament, before them at Mount Sinai, to give the law. And now he is actually identified as a descendant of King David. Now, King David was the very first king to occupy a palace in Jerusalem. Built a magnificent, wonderful palace in Jerusalem. And then he looks over and he sees this kind of shabby tent that the Israelites have been dragging through the wilderness as the house of God. And he says, I want to build a great big temple for God here in Jerusalem, a magnificent temple. And God came along and said, you know what? You got a little bit too much blood on your hands from all the wars you've been fighting. So you will not build me a house, but I will make of you a house. Sounds like a riddle, doesn't it? But actually what it was really saying was, you're not going to build a grand temple, David, but I am going to establish a line of kings from you that will reign over God's people. And he further amplified in later verses that that line of kings would rule over God's people forever. But now we have to fast forward just a little bit to about 580 some years before Christ, and Jerusalem and the temple are laying in ruins because the Babylonians had destroyed them and carried the people off into exile and killed all the kings of the line of David in the process. And so the people were wondering, what about all these promises, God? How are you going to bring this up? And that's what Isaiah is using here in chapter 11 as kind of an image. It looked like the tree of David was cut completely off, Jesse being David's father. But in fact, you know how it is sometimes. You cut down a tree and they're stubborn. You know, the root system, they want to grow, and so they put up another shoot and they try to keep growing. And that's kind of the image that's being used here. The stanza that is based on this one is stanza 4. We're going to sing that at this time, and we're going to light the third Advent candle.
Oh, come thou branch of Jesse. That trust thy mighty power to save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
December 20th, another aspect of who God's Messiah was going to be and what he was going to do is revealed in the antiphon there. First, Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22. And I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut. He shall shut and none shall open. Please listen to the antiphon for December 20. So not only is Jesus a king that's coming from the line of David, he is the king. He is the eternal king, which will rule and reign forever. And now what's all this talk about him being the key of David? Well, this is a reference to how people get into heaven. How do people get into heaven? Well, they don't do it on their own merits. Those of you who've been through catechism all memorized that when you worked on the fifth chief part in Luther's small catechism called the Office of the Keys. We can't do it on our own. We have nothing within us that would appeal to God in any way, shape, or form. As far as merit, as far as worthiness, as far as anything that we might possibly do. But God made up for it by sending his own son. As born as a helpless baby in a manger, who came humble and gentle, but came to save us from our sins, that came to unlock heaven for us through the forgiveness of sins. Stanza 5 is based on that antiphon. Let's sing that now.
David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
So the long-promised Messiah is the Lord who appeared to Israel on Mount Sinai, the Lord who comes as a descendant of David, the Lord who comes to pay with his own blood to save us from sin, being the key to opening heaven, unlocking heaven for us. This now is represented in this next antiphon as the dayspring or the rising sun. Please follow along, and then we'll talk about it. And as you hear the antiphon for December the 21st. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. To live without Christ, to live as if Christ didn't matter, means to live in darkness. Our Lord Jesus, however, has scattered that darkness and shined into that darkness with the light of his truth and his wonderful, majestic power. The greatest way in which darkness can seem to overpower us is when death comes. There are a lot of ways in which we can see darkness in our world, but one of the chief ones is death. But Christ has come to dispel death. He has come to defeat death. He has done just that himself, and he gives us now that victory as well. Let's sing stanza 6, and we will talk about let's sing stanza 6, which is based upon the December 21st antiphon you just heard.
come on high and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
December 22nd, Christ is the King of Nations. Yes, we've been focusing a lot on the Jewish nation of Israel from the Old Testament. That's where Jesus came from. Those are the people that Jesus died among and rose again. But he didn't just come for them. He came for us all. Please listen as the antiphon for December 22nd is sung. Jesus is our King. But not just our King as we sit in churches and worship him, but he is King over all nations. The power of the devil has been broken, but Satan, God's arch enemy, is still prowling around doing all kinds of mischief and making difficulty in so many ways. Think about the misery that we could talk about in our world. How many have died in the Israel-Palestine war? How many continue to die in Ukraine? How many have died in the wars throughout history? And right here on our own shores, we have divisions all over the place. As you heard Nick sing that, he talked about uniting all people. May that be our prayer. And as you sing this next stanza, stanza 7, a prayer particularly for our world, for our communities, for our families, for our other relationships, can be found in these words: and bid our sad divisions cease and lead us into the way of peace. We sing stanza 7 and we light the fourth Advent candle.
Oh, come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad divisions cease, and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice,
as you heard in the gospel lesson for today, Matthew chapter 1, she will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The stanza that is based on this last antiphon that you'll hear in just a moment for December the 23rd makes a nice conclusion to our whole prayer for today. The overall prayer that Emmanuel, our God, would come to us, would be with us, would live with us, would empower us, and would bless us. Listen to the antiphon for December 23rd. Because this kind of forms a summary of the whole hymn. The hymn starts that way, even though this is the one for the last day. Stanza 1, which tells us that we are looking for the coming of our God to live with us, Emmanuel. Let's sing stanza one, and then we'll continue with the rest of our service.